Welcome back to the supersized, not only Raiders preview as they take on the Arizona Cardinals, but your WNBA Finals preview. Joining us now on 1140 The Bet, 98.5 The Fan, and all throughout the Odyssey app is Johnny Venerable, joining us from Phoenix Sports. He covers the Cardinals, and now that he's joining us for a second time, I think it's official, man. You're a friend of the station. You're a friend of the show. And look at us. We're a couple dudes covering 0-1 teams. I guess I want to start off here. That Patrick Mahomes guy, he's pretty good at football, right?
Yeah, that was the Cardinals, if you can believe it, first time facing Mahomes since I think his second year in the league. He took it to Arizona the way few can. And while I do believe the Chiefs are going to be very formidable, unfortunately for Cardinal fans, I think it said more about where this team is right now in relation to kind of the deterioration of their roster. And the fact that dating back to last season, they've lost 6 of 7 games. So as great as Mahomes is, and he is great, as you've seen firsthand and your listeners, the Cardinals are in a bad way and need to turn it around quickly.
So with that being said, panic meter on a scale of 1 to 10. We're extending overreaction Monday right now. 1 out of 10, sure. Where are you at?
I would probably say 6 because – if they start 0-2, same with the Raiders, a very slim chance you make the postseason based on past experience. I know we're at a 17-game season now, but an 0-2 team hasn't made the playoffs until I think Houston and Seattle did it back in 2018. It's difficult, and these are two of the toughest divisions, if not the two best, in all of football. And the Cardinals in particular have a little bit of a culture problem. They had by far the noisiest offseason, and not in a good way, of any NFL franchise, probably not named Cleveland, in relation to Deshaun Watson. You know, the quarterback won a new contract, demanded a new contract, had an addendum about studying in his contract. You know, Cliff Kingsbury's extended. People are up in arms about that. Steve Keim as well. They didn't go out and sign any marquee free agents. And, you know, they allowed their best pass rusher in franchise history to sign with the Las Vegas Raiders. Christian Kirk's no longer around. They are banking on the development. A lot of the players that they've drafted and developed over the course of the last couple of years. And if you're taking it at face value after week one, it's not a pretty thing. Now, I'm very much of the mindset that it's a long season. We're in mid-September. I'm not waving the white flag for this franchise. But, I mean, anybody who watched the game, the final score, or what happened against Kansas City was not as close as the final score would indicate. I mean, the Chiefs took the pedal off the gas at the beginning of the fourth quarter. And basically said, Arizona, we're not going to embarrass you anymore in front of your home crowd. So Cardinals better figure it out quickly if they want to be competitive against the Raiders this weekend.
And Johnny, you hit on it here at the top, the 1-6 in the past 7 games. I think the average margin of the defeats well over 10 points. I think that's 6 straight home losses for the Cardinals. For you, what's the biggest issue or the key issues that stick out throughout this run?
I think the lack of consistency on defense. Vance Joseph's defense has given up over 30-plus points in 4 of their last 6. And then in combination without DeAndre Hopkins, Hopkins has not played a fair amount of games dating back until his, you know, basically his season-ending injury against the Packers last year. And then he gets suspended the first 6 games this year for performance-enhancing drugs. So those two things, the fact that Kyler Murray – He's, in my opinion, a top 10 to 12 quarterback, but he needs to elevate those around him. I very much would put him in the same class as Derek Carr right now. The defensive draft picks that they've taken high in the draft, Isaiah Simmons, Zaven Collins, have not turned into budding stars. If anything, if you watch them Sunday against the Chiefs, look like liabilities. And that can't happen, especially when you let expensive free agents like a Chandler Jones leave. You got to have other guys pick up the baton, and they just haven't done a well enough job of that. This has been a franchise that largely under Steve Keim, their general manager, who is the most winning franchise in team history, has not drafted well. They have made their success through trades, whether it be for Hopkins or Chandler Jones, Zach Ertz, and then free agent signings. Coup free agent signings, 1 to 2 year guys. I don't know. It seems like kind of the luck has run out on Keim and company, and what's left is you got to kind of have to pick up the baton a little bit with these draft picks. So far, not so good. Rondell Moore, second round pick out of Purdue last year, has been hurt basically the entire time for this team. They traded a first round pick for Hollywood Brown this year. He gets this, you know, arrested for aggressive speeding in the offseason, or extreme speeding, I should say. So it's a very Raider-esque type of offseason and start to the season for the Cardinals. These two teams, and I said it on our PHNX Cardinals podcast earlier this week kind of mirror each other right now.
Yeah, and the game is just is important for both. And I guess when you know, there's a lot that's happened in the offseason, and I want to stick to something here on the field really quick. To you, and you brought up the performance of Isaiah Simmons and some of the struggles and liabilities that some of these players are on the field. Is it a matter of the game plan being incorrect or the execution? Because the execution, that's some of the things with the Raiders, with Derek Carr and the three interceptions and all the new starters and the new regime, where at Monday, obviously, everyone's freaking out. No, it's the end of the world. Oh, my God, we did all this. But as the week's gone on, they're like, well, wait a minute. We only lost by 5 to the Chargers. Derek Carr threw 3 interceptions. These are things that can be fixed. Is there any positivity with that, with the Cardinals here heading into, you know, the bulk of the season?
I think the only positive aspect comes from the fact that this team under Cliff Kingsbury, believe it or not, has shown you that they can win games. I mean, they've improved each of the first three seasons now. They started 7-0 last year and were 10-2 at one point. So that's as much confidence as you're going to get from me. But I do think that it is a combination of personnel and coaching. Cliff Kingsbury, Vance Joseph did not have a good game plan, and that's an understatement, against the Chiefs. Vance Joseph in particular blitzed Mahomes more than any, I think that he's been blitzed in his career, I mean, or any team in week one, I should say. And Mahomes is fantastic against the blitz. And you could say, well, that's in part, they don't have Chandler Jones anymore. So they felt like they had to. They've got injuries. J.J. Watt, kind of the glass man right now in Arizona. He's going to try to play this week, but he has not been healthy since their unbelievable 7-0 start last year. So Cliff Kingsbury doesn't, you know, is he not creative enough offensively? Is he too pass happy at times? Absolutely. So I would say it's a combination of personnel and game planning.
And you just brought up J.J. Watt and his status. He did say earlier today that he's going to try to play. Raiders dealing with a bunch of injuries too. I guess overall with everyone else, what's the status with Rondale Moore and who's going to play, or what do we know? What's the latest?
Yeah, I would say Watt is going to try to tough it out. Justin Pugh, their left guard, looked like he was a go last week. He did not play. I think he is a true game time decision. And then, you know, somebody like Jalen Thompson, who they just signed to a lofty contract extension, pairing alongside Budda Baker at safety, has been out with a toe and does not look like he's going to play. That's a big loss for the Cardinals. You mentioned Rondale Moore. I don't expect him to play. He's not practicing this week. Hamstring last Thursday. I would be shocked if he played. Greg Dortch did a serviceable job underneath. I don't think there's too much of a drop-off right now. He got open against Kansas City, was their leading receiver in that game. But I to me, the biggest culprits are on the defensive side, injuries or not, with the fact that they look so incompetent defensively. I actually think the Cardinals, you know, get theirs offensively. I think they have enough offensive talent. Zach Ertz was a full go this week. We'll see if they activate their second-round pick and tight end, Trey McBride. But I expect to see Watt in some kind of role, maybe a little bit of a pitch count given his age. But yeah. Jalen Thompson, to me, is a huge loss if you're an Arizona Cardinal fan.
If it does make you and the Cardinals fans feel better, our offensive line putrid, gave up 6 sacks against the Chargers, 4 different variations. And then on the last offensive play for the Raiders, our starting center goes out with a concussion. So that's going to be the thing that the Raiders are looking at with their offensive line and their performance. And a couple questions before we get you out of here. And I believe truly that I'm in the sports world to ask questions and get the insight. So with this next question, Kyler Murray obviously had the addendum with the homework and video games, this, that, and the third. This Friday, the beta comes out for the new Call of Duty. It'll be the first time players around the world will get to play the new Call of Duty and get a taste. Is there any concern with Cardinals fans that this dude's going to be playing it all weekend?
No, I don't think so. I think Kyler, Kyler is not numb to the criticism that he's under right now and how everything ties back to him and his head coach, Cliff Kingsbury. And, you know, his stats were pretty underwhelming, especially if you erase the fourth quarter garbage time last week, 2 touchdowns. I think Kyler Murray is of the mindset that he has to carry this franchise for better or worse. I expect him to play well this weekend. I do not think video games are going to be a priority, not only this week, but this year. I think more is expected of him. And from everything that we've seen, he's ready for the challenge. And I think more so the kind of lapses offensively last week have to do with key personnel being out, new parts, trying to make it work with guys he wasn't supposed to be playing with, like a Greg Dortch and company. Sean Harlow at left guard was terrible. So I think we get a very composed and motivated and confident Kyler Murray. Is that going to be enough? We'll have to wait and see.
And we'll leave off with this. Johnny Venerable joining us from Phoenix Sports. Be sure to follow him at Johnny Venerable. I need a prediction for this Sunday. 0-1 teams, season's on the line. Seems weird to say it. Week two, but it is very important for both of these teams. How do you see it playing out?
I don't know how the Cardinals are going to stop Devontae Adams. And if I was Josh McDaniel, I would make it a priority just to mix and match Devontae Adams and Darren Waller. The Cardinals right now don't have an answer, excuse me, for either one of those players. I would say I think it's going to be high scoring because the Cardinal defense gives very little of us confidence right now. Something to the effect of Cardinals, 27, Raiders 30, I think is what I'll go with.
High scoring. There it is. Johnny Venerable, as always, thank you for joining us. And we'll see you on Sunday.